Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to get to the A-list interviews for today. And we've got a couple of good ones. We've got, the number one movie for the weekend, for the President's Day weekend so far, is the Lego Batman movie. It's doing really well. Still, second weekend in a row. The number two movie of the weekend is, hang on, let me pull it up here. I should have had this out already. 50 Shades Darker winds up being the number two movie of the weekend. This movie, Fist Fight, this alleged comedy, really just not doing very well. Not surprising. It got terrible reviews, not only from me. I didn't like it at all. But pretty much nationally, terrible reviews for this comedy that stars Ice Cube and Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Tracy Morgan and Jillian Bell and so many others. But the movie aside, we had some nice conversations with the stars of the movie. Ice Cube is one who we've interviewed so many times. We always have such nice conversations with him. Talking about different things. We really didn't talk much about the movie itself, but it's in that this is a movie which is set in a high school in which two teachers settle their differences by going outside and getting into a high school brawl. I wondered if, you know, what kind of student Ice Cube back in the day was.
No, I think I was a good student. I like school. You know, I like the learning. You know, I always had the philosophy. I knew dudes who would skip every class all the time. And I'm like, dude, you got to be here all this time. You might as well learn what these people trying to give you, you right. know. So I just, you know, it's fun when you do your homework. School sucks when you don't do your homework. It just sucks.
That's where the problem comes
in.
It
sucks going to school and you didn't do your homework.
That's right. How about were you a fist fighter at all in high school?
I didn't have a lot of fights in high school.
Later on,
my fights was starting to calm down by the time high school. But
yeah.
Junior high, elementary, yeah, a lot of fights.
Later on, with record executives.
Yeah, you know, later on, but you know, getting into the music business at 16 years old,
right.
You know, it kind of took me away from a lot of
You know, even think of that. I mean, stuff. You didn't really have, like, the normal kind of school, you know, like most people went through because you hit it so big, so
yeah,
young.
Yeah, you know, it was normal, but it wasn't normal to the point where, you know, it was a whole bunch of action. It was like everybody was excited. I was in the music business,
right.
So nobody wanted to give me no more.
You're a celebrity,
yeah.
Yeah, you're a big celebrity. So now pairing up with Charlie Day.
Yeah.
Who I got to say reminds me of Kevin Hart a little bit, as you put it, the Energizer Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little Energizer Bunny like himself, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he has a great comedic lane, I say. He's in his own lane. He really knows how to do his comedy without forcing it on you. It's a subtle but great, you know, overall performance, you know, and... You know, his comedy goes to the extreme, but he can always pull it back and just be the regular guy. And it's brilliant how he goes back and forth.
Yeah, there's kind of like, I mean, you sort of like that chemistry, don't you? Because you're kind of chill, usually, with your characters, paired up with somebody like Charlie or Kevin, like the yin and yang of it, right?
Yeah, it works. You know, it's the classic, you know, straight man comedy team that's been working since vaudeville, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So I'm reading all things about your company and global deals now.
Yeah.
And what's it called? Big Three?
Big Three is
Big
professional.
Three. Yeah.
3-on-3 basketball.
You're like expanding the empire like crazy. More importantly, though, like controlling your own destiny now.
Yeah, that's
which
what
is,
it's all about.
Isn't any actor, any executive, really, that's what they want so they can call their own shots, right?
That's what it's all about. You know, trying to become a true artist and... You know, to be able to you know, conceive some and then bring it to the world without too much interference from people who probably don't care as much, you know, right. for other reasons. Right. It's cool. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what the people think they're getting, you know. But, you know, usually it's a collaborative effort with a lot of people. Most people don't need to be there. Some do, you know. So it's cool to start pulling back some of these unnecessary layers and get to the chase.
Yeah. So I just got to check with you real quick now. We dragged you out to Wrigley Field, you and Kevin.
Yeah.
One of the coldest, snowiest winters ever in the history of Chicago. Since then, have you ever experienced colder, more unpleasant weather since that day?
No, I think that was that was pretty much the cold with that wind. Yeah, it was pretty cold, but it was cool. You know, brought a championship.
There you go.
Brought a championship.
There you go. You brought us some good luck.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so Ice Cube taking credit for the world championship for the Chicago Cubs. From a couple of years ago, I took he and Kevin Hart out in front of the big marquee. We took them out there. We presented them with some Cubs jerseys and some Cubs memorabilia when they were in town. Always nice to talk with him. And this conversation with Tracy Morgan, really, really interesting. And as I say, poignant as well, in which he's both funny and so touchingly serious. He actually kind of chokes up at one point talking about the traffic accident that he was in. We're going to get to that next on WGN. Changes. 11:49. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, 7:20, WGN. Pretty big change in the attitude of comedian Tracy Morgan. Pretty irreverent, both on and off the stage. I've interviewed him a half a dozen, 10 times, maybe something like that through the year. Always funny, always, you know, a little on the irreverent side. An SNL alum, an alum from 30 Rock, many motion pictures through the years. And then a couple of years ago, he's involved in this horrible car-truck accident in which a Walmart truck crashes into the limousine in which he and several of his friends were riding. He is very seriously injured. His friend, comedian Jimmy Mack, is killed in that crash. Tracy going through a painstaking rehab and is actually doing pretty well now. Off camera, walking pretty well, you know, not walking with a cane or a walker or not using a wheelchair, you know, pretty normal walk. He's doing pretty well. His speech, as you will hear in a moment, is pretty great. I mean, the man had severe brain injury as a result of this accident. So, you know, we couldn't be happier for him that he's doing so well with this. Now, this is a man, as you will hear me refer to in the interview, that once came on the WGN TV morning news and was goofing around and actually climbed up on the news desk. He climbed up on the desk, laid down on the desk and pulled his shirt up and kind of pushed out his stomach and said, "I'm a pregnant woman. I'm a pregnant woman," just for no reason, like totally weird, random, very Tracy Morgan-like. We're all laughing hysterically while he's doing it. I make reference to that in the interview, as you will hear, but mostly during this interview, he's very focused on how grateful he is to have had a second chance after the accident, to be able to have participated in this movie, Fist Fight, which is his first major role since that accident.
As far as I'm concerned, when I came back and this is my first project,
Carlos, we good?
Good. It was to people who welcomed me and treated me warmly and made me comfortable enough to be funny. I'm only funny around people who I'm comfortable with.
Right.
If I'm showing you my sense of humor, that means I'm comfortable with you.
Oh, okay. That's
if I'm quiet, then there's a problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good endorsement for us because I don't know, maybe you remember when you were on our show.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that, Tracy?
That's where I know you from.
That's what, remember?
What are you doing in this?
He got up on our anchor desk.
Look at this woman.
He pulled his shirt up and he said that he was a pregnant woman.
I was in labor.
He was in labor. And then
on the news desk.
They used that clip on 30 Rock. Tracy Jordan went on a local morning show. Uh-huh. And they showed it on 30 Rock.
I was crazy. That was Chico Divine. That was my alter ego. Chico Divine.
Well, I owe you a big thanks because thanks to you, I get a residual check now for like $2.50 or something.
Good.
So happy to see you back on screen. Funny, Tracy. You know, it's like everyone's prayers came true for you.
People have to understand it wasn't just me. It was the people around me. Joe Montana didn't win that Super Bowl by himself. There was somebody that made the catch.
Right.
And you know what I'm talking about. I had some good people I was bouncing off of. Richard probably didn't do that scene alone and stir crazy. He had Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
I was really happy to be there. I was really excited going there on the plane. I was talking to my wife to death about it. I was really excited. Then I got there. Things turned out right. And they allowed me to be me. You know, and then there's Richie King. Studios don't like to support people who just got hit by a Walmart truck. They don't like to do that. And he said to me,
yeah,
I bet my career on it.
Yeah.
And gave Tracy a chance and put me in a room.
Yeah.
With some people that I love to play in the sandbox with, and I can't wait till we do a part two.
Isn't it cool, though? I mean, it's
beyond cool.
He can try to put it off on everybody else.
I know.
It's him, and it's got to be cool for his
friends.
Every
day, I will say this, Tracy was the heart of the set. I mean, he would come in so positive, so pumped, and reminding us, you know, look what we get to do. We're blessed to be able to do this.
Yeah,
we're so lucky.
Because I almost lost my
life. I know.
Almost lost my life. Almost lost it. And I was happy to be there with y'all. And we take it for granted sometimes. Look what we get to do.
Yeah.
We should have fun.
There's Tracy Morgan getting choked up, talking about how we should have fun. We should try to enjoy our lives. That from somebody who almost lost his life, you know, from that perspective on it. Really, really touching interview. Tracy Morgan. I hope he does more movies.